We've got another birthday to celebrate. Happy 25th to Michael Jackson's album Thriller. It first hit record stores 25 years ago this week. Thriller rocketed up to be the biggest selling record of all time, for about a decade at least. Today, Thriller is still the second biggest seller of all time. 7 songs from the album hit the top 10, and there are only 9 songs on the album. This one, Wanna Be Startin' Somethin', climbed to number 5 on the pop charts in 1983. Before Thriller became that juggernaut, Rolling Stone magazine had this review. It said, Jackson has cooked up a zesty LP whose up-tempo workouts don't obscure its harrowing, dark messages. Jackson's new attitude gives Thriller a deeper, if less visceral, emotional urgency than any of his previous work, and marks another watershed in the creative development of this prodigiously talented performer. That review was written by Chris Connolly back in 1982. I asked him to dust off his copy and remind me what Michael Jackson was like BT before Thriller.
I mean, he was still known as the, you know, sensational pint-sized lead singer of the Jackson 5. Mm. He had an enormously successful solo record with Off the Wall, but he was coming into a pop music environment that was deeply polarized. It was the post-disco period. There was a lot of resistance from rock fans towards music made by black people. I think the thinking was that perhaps this was the record that could bring everybody back together again, that everyone would like.
You know, reading your review now, with the hindsight that we have, it's almost kind of shocking how reserved it was. It's like you saw it raw.
Yeah,
now.
And I think I saw the record as to the left of his previous music and to the right of stuff like Prince or like Rick James. I don't think any of us understood at the time how his use of the music video form, the chance that people would have to see him dance, would also reshape the landscape of pop music.
Well, let's talk about the first single. The album, Thriller, could have been a bomb right from the front because the first single was this sort of, you know, syrupy, completely non-funky duet with Paul McCartney.
The Doggone Girl is Mine.
Yes.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
I don't think I fully appreciated how much they were out for world domination on this record. And I think a lot of the choices that were made in retrospect were made to appeal to different areas of the populace, you know? That song, I was supposed to hate a song like that. A rock critic in 1982 was supposed to hate a song like that. But that was the first single for a reason. You know, that was designed to position him, I think, as friendly, inoffensive, with a Beatle, you know?
Right.
In no way a rebel.
Yeah.
But that transformative second single was Billie Jean.
Right. You know, and that changed, you know, MTV up to that point. It was totally Wonder Bread White. I mean,
well,
Duran
it was
Duran,
playing
Culture
music
Club.
That radio stations weren't playing at the time. But yeah, there seemed to be some kind of resistance towards playing black music at the time, and Michael Jackson kicked the door down with the most talented foot in show business.
One song we haven't really talked about on the album is the title track, Thriller.
Yes.
It wasn't one of your favorites when you reviewed it. What do you think
now? No, it seemed a little campy to me. You know,
well,
call me crazy, which was sort
Vincent
of the point.
Price
but no, it seemed a little indulgent and campy and ooky spooky and all that kind of thing.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand.
But boy, people love it. I mean, you go on YouTube right now and you can find weddings where the bridal party will dance the Thriller dance in the middle of it. But I think that's a track that really came to life when he did the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people think of the song Thriller now, they really think of that video. And he's the guy who got you thinking about these songs, not just as tracks on a record, but as videos, music videos.
Thriller, thriller, now, there ain't no second chance against the thing with a 40 eye.
So, Chris Connolly, looking back on it now, 25 years later, what's your favorite song in the album now?
I think Beat It is my favorite song.
Why?
Just because it's exciting. It had that fantastic break from Eddie Van Halen in the middle. That video, that dance, the power of that song. That would be my favorite.
Chris Connolly, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Andrea.
Chris Connolly wrote the review of Thriller for Rolling Stone magazine back in 1982. The record was released 25 years ago. Connolly is now a correspondent for ABC's 2020 and for ESPN. Go to our fabulous site, npr.org/music, where you'll find the whole review plus interpretive dance. We've compiled a few videos of people attempting to do the Thriller zombie dance. I'm doing it here in the studio. And speaking of dancing, our parting words for you today come from a surprising source, considering the topic. This man said, "Dancers are the athletes of God." Who said that? None other than Albert Einstein. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.